As Peter Griffin from Family Guy would say, do other people grind your gears? Well, they certainly grind my gears a lot. And today's episode of the Existential Stoic Podcast, we're going to be talking about hell is other people. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. What's going on, Danny?
What's up, Randy?
Yeah, we were just actually, before we started filming this, we were just talking about some situations in recent life when, as enlightened as we are, and as existential Stoic philosophers as we are, we still get our nerves frayed by other people regularly.
Yeah, almost whenever I go out.
I know, right? It's like anytime I interact with somebody else,
Yeah,
done.
basically. And
Yep.
I sometimes I don't know if it's me or, but then I think it's not. It's definitely them. But it is what it
Sometimes
is.
I don't even need to go out. Sometimes I can just like answer my phone or look at a
Yeah,
message that's sent to me and
literally.
just lose it.
We know it's like it's funny because we have so much, like there's so much interaction, communication, chances to interact, see what's going on in the world. Like there's so much just information all the time now.
And it's
And
all
I think
garbage communication.
it is, dude. It's terrible. Yeah.
It's
It's
like
awful.
way more noise than actual signal. Like it's all just garbage, people dumping their stuff on you
Dude,
and
it's so much, and it's like it spams. It's people trying to take advantage of people. It's like, people just being like, I don't know. And it's like what we were talking about before. Like, I feel like more and more people act like they're in their own world and no one else exists. And it's like, or they have to cater to them. And it's like, it's just frustrating, It's like it's almost like they don't see anything else in the world or other people in the world. It's weird. And don't even see how they present themselves in the world.
And so it makes it really frustrating when you have to go out and deal with other people. I've been, gosh, I like, okay, so like one of the things, remember a few months back when I was in exceptional pain, and
Yes.
then I listened to a book called Healing Back Pain, and it all went away because it was psychosomatic.
Yeah,
Well,
which is crazy, right?
totally crazy. And it turns out that, like, stuff that you repress can cause physical pain, but also like anger that you have, like present day anger that you have that's not appropriate to be expressed. Like when I just want to tear somebody's head off every single day, no matter where I go, that is that can cause pain too.
Do you remember those old commercials for depression? And they were like, it hurts all over. Like, because they were saying, like, it actually causes physical pain. Like, your body, translates it. And it's funny because Nietzsche, and I forget which book, but he, no, it was Beyond, yeah, I think Beyond Good and Evil, but he talks about like the internalization or genealogy of morality, sorry. But he calls it the internalization of man. He says, like, when we can't express our drives outward, we turn them in against ourselves. And so, like, guilt. Guilt feelings, like anger, these things that we repress because of society and societal norms and stuff actually causes pains, problems within us, all kinds of stuff. And like he thought we need to find ways to express it that are healthy, in order to, because they have to be, it has to be realized. Like you have this feeling or you have this drive that needs to be actualized. It's going to be one way or another. You're either going to turn it against yourself or you're going to lash out. So you need to find a way to like take that energy and do something with it that's healthy so that that doesn't happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. And you mentioned like depression, and we were talking about pain. And so, like, from these books that I was listening to, he was talking about how we've kind of confused the symptom with disease. So, like, in America, chronic pain has become a disease, but he says that pain is a symptom. So it's kind of like if you break a bone, the disease is the broken bone, the symptom is the pain, And so, but we've made this. And so what happens is when you have this symptom that lasts a long time, it's because you have an incorrect diagnosis. You haven't found out the disease. And I kind of look at that with when I suffered with depression was, people would say you're depressed and they'd want to treat the disease of depression, but it was actually more of just an unresolved psychological conflict. There was something that I wanted to change in my life and I felt powerless to change that. And so the only answer was the symptom of depression.
Dude, when I was really depressed for which was a while, I would go to doctors and they kept trying to prescribe me antidepressants. I was like, I don't want antidepressants. That's not why I'm here. And like, I had to literally fight with them because I was like, and left a bunch of different doctors. I was like, It's all they want to do is put you on a pill. And I'm like, dude, this is not why I'm here. I understand I'm depressed. That's not the how I normally am. So it's not like I don't need to treat that. I need to figure out why the hell it's what how to fix the problem that's causing it, you know? And yeah, I think you're right. I think that's like one of the because think about it though. Taking a pill is so it's like everything else, especially in the US, right? It's the easiest solution. Taking a pill is easy. It's like, oh, you could exercise, change your diet, or you could take Lipitor. So you take Lipitor, right? For your cholesterol. Same thing with everything, but we treat everything like that. It's really, really unhealthy because we're not actually dealing with anything. We're masking it. It's like, yeah, so
Absolutely.
like you're still depressed. You just don't feel that way anymore because now you're taking whatever the hell whatever you're taking.
So let's take this back to hell as other people and say, okay, so now I've got this symptom where I just get enraged at other people all the time. And granted, there's some unresolved anger issues with me from my whole entire life that I'm dealing with, but
We're going.
what is the disease there? Is it a disease with me? Is it a disease with the world? Is it both? It's probably both.
Probably both. Probably a lot of things, dude. And I think it's also like, I think, at
Or
least
is
personally,
the answer none of the above?
could also be that. I don't know. It's hard. Like, it could be like something with human. Who knows? Like, some of the way humanity is. I find it's difficult because like we can't control other people, right? And like we also don't have their eyes in the sense that like we can't see the world exactly like they see it. So the best we can do is assume. So like like I probably use this example before. Like if I see my neighbor run by. And she does every morning. She has her jogging clothes on and her shoes and her headphones. I don't think she's in danger, right? Because I can make an assumption based on the fact that she's like wearing her exercise clothes and whatever. And I think we do that to the best of our abilities, but like in most situations, we don't know everything going on. So it's really hard and therefore frustrating because we don't understand why people are doing what they're doing. And you can't make them think like you? And it's like, so there's that side of it. I also think we also, most of us probably recognize a lot of things that we think are wrong in the world that we can't fix because of other people, or like, or the solution seems so clear, but nobody's doing that. And I think that's also a huge frustration, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. You know how people say that like humans are a social animal? And like they're
Aristotle
always like,
said
we
that.
need to live, we need to live in community. And it's like, I think that we've gone beyond the community wrong in both ways. Like, one, we live too close together in two large cities that we were never meant to interact with this many people. And then at the same time, while we're living in this crowded area where we're not supposed to meet this many people, we have less actual real relationships than we're supposed to. So we've gone completely wrong in both directions. And we're just totally screwed, and it just rubs us the wrong way all the time.
Well, I think that's the other problem, right? We misunderstand, we misinterpret like associations or acquaintances as real friendships because you're around so many people. And like, I think a lot of people don't have real friends. I think they have a lot of
Oh, dude,
acquaintances.
totally.
Yeah. And it's a very lonely way to live because you don't have people that you're really talking to or talking with or like actually like know anything about. But like at the same time, you can't have that kind of relationship with a lot of people either. It's hard because it takes too much out of you. Sorry, I love to talk. It takes too much out of you? It does. It takes a lot of energy to do that. So it's like, what are you going to do? I mean, I think this is Aristotle talked about that too. It's like the idea that, we really are better with small groups than with huge, huge numbers. And like, yeah, I don't know. It is difficult. And when you have a small group too, you tend to have more people to think alike. I think that's the other thing that makes it
I
hard.
okay, yeah. And this whole thing, okay. I think from this is just gonna sound bad,
Just
so
say it.
okay.
Whatever.
So like you may have heard of this thing called imprinting, where like when an animal's young, it'll
Oh, yeah.
imprint whatever it comes in contact with first, because that'll be like, that's like me, that's going to take care of me. So like you'll hear about that with ducks and like humans and all the different types of stuff. They relate with whatever's like them because they figure that's how I'm going to survive.
It's why you can
And
also have sometimes an animal of one species that raises another, right? Because there is that imprinting on the young, yeah.
Yeah. And so up until roughly 1800s, maybe 1900s, people really only lived with people that were like them. They didn't travel far.
Same
They
religion.
lived with family. And there were even like clan wars. So it was very just tight family. And now all of a sudden we're supposed to integrate with everybody. And I
Did?
think that this whole like integration and anti-racism thing is causing the exact opposite effect of what it's supposed to do. It's just causing people to have a whole bunch of repressed anger. And instead of just being racist like they were before, now they repress it and they're all closet racists and everybody's just worse off because of it.
Well, it's funny because, dude, you look back in time, like when like religion was opened up to different religions in like different parts of the world, you immediately had violence. Like immediately, because like all of a sudden now you have distinctions of groups and stuff like that. And like, yeah, I mean, there is something to that, I think, and I think it's great, I think, that we should want to like understand other people and all of that, but like you can't force it either. And you also can't take a bunch of different things and just make them the
Make
same. It
them the
doesn't work.
same.
Yeah, it doesn't
Yeah,
work.
you
'Cause then guess
can't.
what? 'Cause then they don't have all those differences anymore. It's like
Yeah.
culture, beliefs, all of that. It's just would either be gone completely and you have something different, or they don't mesh. I mean, that's the problem. Yeah, it is. It's really interesting. Well, it's like that's why they called it the Great Experiment, right? The US and like, because it is crazy in some sense, because you have a lot of competing interests essentially, right? And a lot of misunderstanding, because like I said, you can't get into somebody else's head and see the world from their eyes, which would make more sense. All you can do is make those assumptions, but the more there's a difference between you and the other person, the harder it's going to be to make the correct assumption. If that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's like there's a saying that people always do what they're incentivized to do, and so like all of these companies and all of these products that we use, particularly the free products that we like Google and Facebook and TikTok and all of these, they're not doing that out of the kindness of their heart. They're doing that to sell you stuff. So like literally everything that you're interacting with on a day-to-day basis has the ulterior motive, and they're very, very good at it, of making you buy stuff. And every opinion that you have is just being influenced to make you buy stuff.
And that's the other problem too, I think, though. That's the other frustration, is like you're always being sold stuff nowadays. Like I was just talking about this. There's ads everywhere. You can't get away from it now. Even when you pay for services, there's ads.
Dude,
It's like
even in the
insane.
messaging apps, like in the
Yeah.
messaging apps, there's ads. It's like you can't do anything without
No.
ads. Yeah.
And it's yeah, and I think that's the other thing. 'Cause and then on top of when there's not ads, there's scammers trying to. It's like there's constantly people trying to tell you what to think, what to buy, what to do, and it's like yeah, it's overwhelming. I think there is too much noise. Maybe that is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, the Tao Te Ching says some good stuff about, like, I don't know, doing
Hard to
away with
think of one
everything.
you can.
Well,
Just getting rid of just burning. It's funny,
it
yeah.
says something. It's like get rid of profits and economy and thievery will go away, something like that. And
Hey, lots of things will go away.
I kind of look at all of this stuff like thievery, because we have people like stealing your data all the time. We have people trying to steal your attention, and so, but like they're all doing it in the with the motive of profit, of business, of all of that. You do away with that, and then there's no reason to
Yeah, well,
steal.
that's the point. It's funny. That is the funny thing. Like, there's so many other ways we could organize and do things that would get rid of so many of these problems. But people are afraid of it because what the one thing you would lose is that easy way to distinguish between those who have more and less. And I think that's what scares people. It's like crazy, but that's like it's sad because it could be a lot better. It's funny. Well, this is like, I was teaching, I always hate teaching environmental ethics sometimes because it's like we could solve all these problems so easily if we work together. But that's like the hardest thing to do. Like, because all these countries are like, countries are like individuals. They all have their own self-interest. They don't want to work with anybody else. They want to have the most, But it's like, instead, if we work together collectively with all the other countries, dude, we could solve these problems, no issue. There would be no problem. Literally none. There's nothing we couldn't solve if we worked. You know what I mean? That's the crazy part to me.
And we have the
Literally nothing.
technology nowadays to be able to work together. Like that
Yeah.
always blew my mind when I would travel different places, is you would go to different countries and there's different stuff available on Netflix. You know, you would go to different countries and all of a sudden you couldn't listen to songs on Spotify. And it's like, why? There's internet. Like I can still use the app, but I just can't listen to songs here. This is just crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Because I crossed like a man-made border.
Yeah, and that's the crazy part, dude. Like, we can make it so much better, but that wouldn't be the companies wouldn't make as much money. And it's like, it is interesting, like, that we just don't make it all available to everybody, don't work together, because we could. I mean, think about it, like, there's nothing we couldn't sell it that way, and things would be so much better. But that's the other thing about all the people too. It's like, we didn't design the society we were born into, or the world, or the time. That's all random. That's chance, right? So it's like, you're stuck in it.
Yeah, well, fortunately, only for less than 100 years, and then
Like,
we're out of
it's so long.
it. So, anything
It's
else you have to say about why other people suck?
because they're not you.
I know, right? It's actually, I sometimes think about that because I think it was Aurelius who said that like other people are basically your shadow. Like the people that you don't like, it's because they cast your it's the shadow that you cast. So
Oh,
like,
yeah.
yeah. So like, if you consider yourself a good person and somebody else is doing bad stuff, it's because you consider yourself a good person that you don't like them doing that.
Yeah, makes sense.
And so it's really interesting because like, literally, the only reason that you don't like people is because you chose to have preferences and to be a certain way. Otherwise, you'd
It's
just be like,
because,
yeah, everybody's
yeah,
cool.
it's because you chose to identify as something, right? And that's just exactly it. Like, we put ourselves in groups, we put ourselves in classifications, and then therefore everyone else that's not part of that is against us or outside of,
Maybe that's part of why children just enjoy life so much, because they actually have no idea who they are.
Well,
And they're
that's
just like,
why, yeah.
ah.
Well, it's also why Buddhists, I mean, literally every philosopher and every, wise thing they say, like you got to become like a child, because like, they go into new experiences without preconceptions. Like, every time we walk out of our house or go to someplace, we have a ton of preconceptions we bring and biases we bring with us that we immediately evaluate things based on. A kid does not. They're going to make evaluations based on the current experience, that moment, on what happens, not on all these preconceived things, ideas, values, blah, 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 that's going to get in the way of them actually seeing it for what it is. And say, yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, there's a huge part of it.
So there you have it. Just go be a kid.
Yeah,
Simple.
right?
It's easy.
Gotta be
Piece of
awesome.
cake. Piece of cake.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you are one of those lucky listeners who actually enjoy this podcast called the Existential Stoic Podcast, you should like, subscribe, share with friends and family. And if you are really cool, like, let's just say you're cooler than everybody else and you
Awesome.
want to show it. Well, you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And that would help us out so much. Plus, you could prove to everybody else how cool you are that you left us a
Yeah.
5-star review, because only
It's a
cool
very
people
cool
do
thing to
that.
do.
Yeah,
It is.
only cool
Yeah.
people do that. So that's all for today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll catch you guys next time. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. I'll see you later, Danny.
Later, man.